Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News podcast. First Nations justice advocates have condemned the Northern Territory government's latest plan to bring in armed police officers on public transport and in public housing. The country Liberal government has announced existing safety officers will be retrained and redeployed as Territory police officers by early next year. It will see more than 50 new armed police officers in public spaces with the aim of targeting antisocial behaviour. The Darwin-based advocacy group Justice Not Jails is calling for community-led alternatives to be heard.
The guns and the pepper spray is just going to make it worse. We need to pick up from a grassroots level and start, you know, and rebuilding our culture and kinship law, you know, and empower our people back, you know, to feel proud again.
Seven stores in Aboriginal communities across Australia have received nearly $10 million in funding to improve food security in remote areas. Five communities in Western Australia, one in the Northern Territory, and one in South Australia have received funding for their local stores under the second stage of the Store Efficiency and Resilience Package. The funding will go towards upgrading things like cold storage and power supply infrastructure to ensure communities have access to food during seasonal and extreme weather events. And the halls of schools and classrooms across Australia will soon be filled with the sounds of young voices singing in Yaru, a First Nations language from Broome in Western Australia. It's all part of a national initiative led by the Indigenous Literacy Foundation.
Singing the story of the six Yaru seasons. The song, part of an annual event that aims to raise awareness of Indigenous languages. This year, based on an award-winning book of the same name, Country Tells Us When.
The song is, you know, a big part of storytelling and culture from way back. So it's only fitting to have a song representing the book as well in the wonderful way that they have.
The students who wrote the book, now the first to sing along. With the song soon to be shared in classrooms across the country to see funds raised that will support more books written in language.
These kinds of things are really important for every Australian to learn about the places that they're connected to. How do we know when the
seasons change? A celebration of country and culture, leaving behind more than lessons learned.
It really is one of those things that I feel that our elders would be really proud of. How do we
know? Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.